You're listening to the Drinking with Friends podcast with Dan, Ben, and Mark. This is episode 29 of season 2, or 30 of season 4. Who the fuck knows? But we are here live again.
Oh, yeah.
On this episode, we will be discussing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees.
Hall of Fame.
We will finish our discussion of the People's Choice Awards. And we will talk about popular music in pharmaceuticals.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So sit back, pop a pill, and relax. The Drinking with Friends podcast starts now.
Yeah. Take your Zoloft. What's up?
Make sure you take your Jardiance if you're obese and don't want to stop eating.
Ben, stop. You ruined the bit. You ruined it. I thought I was going to do that.
I'm going to throw my notes. They'll hurt.
Throw yourself out, Ben. Don't even fucking...
Douche lizard.
Like that explode on the back wall.
Yeah, won't you? Like that semen that exploded in your face, right?
Or smash right into his eye socket and push his eyeball through the back of his head.
Every time he blinks,
he clicks a new link.
The mouse.
I can play another song.
Click, click, right click, left click. Click. All right. So.
Speaking of, Elon Musk has announced that his Neuralink has allowed a person to control a mouse with their brain.
Mm. Is that an actual real mouse?
Yes. Or this Elon Musk is a problem and needs to be eliminated.
Well, he's using a double right now. So anywhere he goes, it's not really him there. He's somewhere else. He's a multiverse guy.
He is. He's from a future universe.
The puberverse. Okay. So what do you want to start with, kids?
So on this episode, I just gave the rundown, Ben.
I know.
I mean, Dan. Let's get started.
Okay, Dave.
I'm out of beer.
What do you want?
Give me the
wolf one. Give me the Wolverine beer that you did not like.
The Wolverine. Wolverine.
This one, this double IPA that I had on the last show, yeah. Dr. Pat's double IPA, this thing was hoppy as hell. Yeah. Smell this.
No, smell this.
Oh, that was really hoppy.
To start
and
the
really
new show,
good.
I'm drinking Green State Lager.
From where?
From the
Zero Gravity.
Yeah.
I'm drinking Madonna.
Ooh.
She fell down the other day.
It's an IIPA.
It's an IPA.
IPA.
I'm drinking a TIPA, a tropical IPA.
Ooh. So,
the Volpulin IPA, the one that Ben didn't like last week.
Because it's very manly.
6.0 ABV. Brewed and canned by Sly Fox Brewing in Pottstown, PA.
Oh, Pottstown.
Look at that. Yummy, yummy. So, Ben, according to your notes, what was the People's Choice Award that Lenny Kravitz received?
Oh, let me put those pieces back together.
Monkey's leg.
He did
puzzles.
Have a very nice speech at the People's Choice Awards, asking people to let love rule and talking about love and how important it is that we are together on this one planet, one God, one love.
Oh, yeah.
And he is now nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2024 class.
I do like Lenny, but looking at this year's list, it's like they're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, so Lenny Kravitz was honored with the Music Icon Award.
Ooh.
And Adam Sandler was presented with the People's Icon Award. A lot of icons. A lot of stuff happening.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Odd.
And Jennifer Aniston
also, she presented Adam Sandler with the award, and it was actually quite funny. Of course, she said his name, and he got up, and she's like, no, sit down. I still got more things to say. He was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not done yet.
And he was really, Adam Sandler was really nice to his wife. Thanked her for so much and everything like that. But I did not hear or listen to much of Lenny Kravitz's acceptance speech. I did hear a little bit about, you know, Let Love Rule and all that fun stuff. But that was really about it. I don't know if he went into greater detail about anything else or to go on.
You said more don't go see Aquaman 2. Don't.
I think that's already on streaming or something, right?
I missed. Again.
I thought the trailer for that movie looked awful. And I'm sure it was.
Which one?
Aquaman 2. Or Aquaman 2.
Who played Aquaman?
Aquaman. Who played Aquaman? You don't know who played Aquaman?
No.
Jason Momoa. Jason.
Oh,
Momoa.
That's right. He's married to Lenny Kravitz's ex.
Bonet?
Aquaman.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
This is not Aquaman.
It's Aquaman. He's from Mexico.
Aquaman.
Hola, soy Aquaman.
That's Namor.
Namor.
Aquaman did not do well, correct?
No.
It only made $1 billion.
Oh, it did? I don't know.
The first one. The second one not so much. No. Not so much.
No, not a big fan.
So, who else is nominated for the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Which, of course, is in Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the ceremony is going to be on Disney Plus and ABC, of course, both owned by Disney. And then streaming live or streaming the next day on Hulu.
Yeah,
I don't even know what day it is, though. I don't know what day the actual induction ceremony is.
Yeah, I don't know when it is either. It's usually in April.
Rockhall.com for more information.
That's pretty good because I like Lenny so much. We'll play him again.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, same song too. That's awesome.
Okay. How about this?
So here are the nominees. Lenny Kravitz. Twice.
They're not nominees. They are being inducted. Oh, wait. No, wait. Ben, explain just how this works. Do we have to vote?
To be eligible
also,
for
Lenny
nomination.
Lenny Kravitz drummer,
yeah.
Susie Blackman, is featured on the opening of Monday Night Football.
Oh, really?
She plays drums or singing?
Oh, okay.
While the other guy sings the cover of Phil Coulo's In the Air Tonight, featuring Snoop Dogg. Which, by the way, I was chatting with Snoop Dogg on Instagram today when he was live in his giant full-size basketball court that he has in his house.
Inside the house?
He was live streaming. Yeah, well, it's, you know, part of his house. But anyway, Snoop Dogg is a national treasure.
Okay, Ben.
All righty, so we have our nominees, and then we'll talk a little bit about what are the nominees and all that fun stuff. Mary J. Blige.
Oh, yeah.
Mariah Carey. And I have some stuff in here if you want to know a little bit more about them. Well, just going to give the list. So Mariah, Scary Carey. We have Cher, the Dave Matthews Band. Eric B. and Rakim, Foreigner, Too Much Hero. Peter Frampton, Jane's Addiction, or Juana's Addiction. Cool in the Gang. The Kravitz of Lenny. Oasis. Sinead O'Connor. Ozzy Osbourne. Chris Sardi. Tribe Called Quest. Now, to be eligible for nomination, an individual artist or band must have released its first commercial recording at least 25 years prior to the first year of nomination.
Wow, okay.
10 out of these 15 nominees of this year are on the ballot for the very first time.
And
that would
be
Mariah Carey, Cher, Foreigner, Peter Frampton.
Oh, Frampton?
Mm-hmm. Cool and the Gang, The Kravitz of Lenny, Oasis, Sinead O'Connor, Ozzy Osbourne.
Why is Sinead O'Connor even in there? She had
I don't know. Just, we'll talk about what they say about her here if you want to know, and then we'll continue.
As a fan of music, I don't understand. She hasn't had enough, I guess, in my opinion, work that would qualify her for that. In my opinion.
Her political stance?
That has nothing to do with music, dude. Her baldness? Yeah, I like the bald look. Thank you.
I don't know either. But
so what, she's so, there.
In your
so
opinion,
how is the judging done? If it's just, okay, so we know how long they have to have been, how long it's have to has been since they released their first music.
So nominee ballots will be sent to an independent international voting body of more than 1,000 artists.
But what is the criteria? Like, what are they voting on? Like, popularity, record sales? Like, what is the criteria to get into the Hall of Fame?
Okay, Dan, let me finish.
Go ahead, Ben.
It's my whole sentence here. So, nominee ballots will
be sent
to an international voting body.
Yeah, but how do they come up with who gets in the Hall of Fame?
And the historians
vote.
And members of the music industry. An artist's musical impact and influence on other artists, length and depth of career and body of work, as well as innovation and superiority in style and technique are taken into consideration.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Well, to Dan's point, Sinead O'Connor may have qualified in the first area of that category, you think? But breadth and scope, I mean...
How do you judge musical impact? I guess you can, the style, or do they change the way the music industry works? How many, you know, and her biggest hit was written by somebody else.
Prince wrote it. Thank you.
So, you know, I don't know.
All I'm saying, to me, it's very questionable.
I don't
agree.
I hear you.
But there's more.
I don't disagree with you.
Believe it or not, select Rock and Roll Hall of Fame donors and members receive exclusive induction ticket opportunities. Donate or join by June 30th to be eligible. Visit rockhall.com membership to learn more. So maybe we can vote.
Was that for voting or just going to the ceremony?
That's going to the ceremony, dude.
Oh, maybe it is just to go to the ceremony.
Okay. I can eat my meatball hero in a fancy restaurant.
I've gone, and I bought the tickets from Ticketmaster.
Sure. Yeah, it's open to the public.
Yeah.
They're so talking about the induction membership. The tables that are on the floor with the artists. That's what they're talking about, yo.
Maybe.
All right, continue, Ben.
All righty, so...
Who else?
First one up, that's it. So, first one up, A Tribe Called Quest. Do you want to learn anything about them, or you don't care?
I would like to learn a little bit about A Tribe Called Quest.
All righty.
They forever shifted the hip-hop landscape and expanded the creative possibilities for music. Their freedom of expression, ingenuity, and minimalist brilliance continue to inspire generations of artists and fans. Formed in high school in Queens, New York.
That was the part where I started. Formed in
1985.
That's where I was.
1985 in Queens, A Tribe Called Quest featuring Q-Tip. I love Q-Tip. Serving as the producer leader. Fife Dawg as the MC. Jerobi White as the spirited everyman. And Ali Shaheed Muhammad as the DJ and co-producer. Very nice.
Yeah. Go ahead, read Cher for me. Do you want to know about Cher or no?
Cher? We already did Cher. No, I'm sorry. Everybody else already did Cher. You go ahead, Ben.
So, just really
believe
quick,
it or not, Cher is the only woman to have a number one hit in the Billboard chart for each of the past seven
people's
decades.
People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm, the Low-End Theory, and Midnight Marauders.
Yes.
It was listening to N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton that inspired us to make the Low-End Theory, said Q-Tip. Years later, I spoke to Dr. Dre, and he told me that hearing the Low-End Theory inspired him to make The Chronic. How about that, huh?
How about that?
Hibachi.
Can I kick it?
Kick
All right,
it!
Go ahead, Ben. What's next?
I don't know. It was Cher.
And we heard of her before.
We did tell Cher. Us, we have heard of her. Tell us a little bit about Cher.
We've got the Dave Matthews Band. That's up next.
You don't want to talk about Cher?
I did.
No, he did.
He did? You did?
The most important thing, besides the fact that she was married to Sonny Bono, and they had a couple of big hits, you know, starting from 1965, but Cher is the only woman to have a number one hit on Billboard chart in each of the past 7 decades. 7 decades, man.
Wow.
That's impressive.
She can write some music, man. Bang, bang, my baby.
And the best part, the adding of auto-tune and making it popular. That was pretty cool in the song Believe.
That we just played. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about the next band, Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews Band.
Now, what do you guys think?
I only liked one album.
The first album?
No.
I mean, I think they're super album? Popular.
I like the drummer. He's pretty awesome.
The drummer's good, yeah.
I actually forgot what the album was. I think it was in 1998.
I did a cover
yes.
of Grace
was it Crush, Dance? Maybe.
Oh.
I did a drum Crash, cover of Grace Crash, on the Mark C. Drumcast one time.
No, that's a good song, but I didn't. It was the album in 1998, because I remember I was working at Sheridan Software, and there was a guy that worked there that was a huge Dave Matthews Band fan, and it was his birthday, so we were all like, dude, let's go out, the album came out today, let's go out and get it and bring it back to him, and we'll give it to him for his birthday gift.
And that's why they're going
and
to the Hall of
so
Fame.
And it was so awesome, and that's why they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Shame.
Where are they from?
There's some from somewhere. They're from, come on, glasses. Oh, damn, I thought it was going to be cool and shake my head and the glasses come down.
No,
who are we talking about? Dave Matthews Band?
Yeah.
Yeah, where are they from?
I don't know. They were called the Jam Band, Simply and DMB, hailing from Charlottesville, Virginia. And the band formed in what year, Mark?
1991.
Definitely awesomeness. While drummer who? What's the drummer's name?
I don't know.
Carter Buford.
Carter Buford.
Yeah, I know him.
All right.
I like him. He's a good
so
drummer.
That was pretty
He's
cool
good drummer,
stuff,
yeah.
man. Yeah, I always liked him. He looked really cool when he was playing, so. Next, Eric B. and Rakim, hailing from Long Island.
Ooh.
Go ahead, you finish your mark.
The duo arrived on the scene as teenagers, influenced by both jazz greats and funk legends.
That's cool.
Under the tutelage of rapper Marley Marl, they released Eric B. as President, with Eric B. sampling the groove from James Brown's Funky President. Rakim set poetry in motion, altering the focus of the rhyme to the middle of each line rather than the end, a technique known as internal rhyming. All right, who cares? What's next?
Foreigner!
Foreigner! No, thank you. Next!
You know, a lot of people don't know why Foreigner's in there, and groups like...
Foreigner's a rock
Iron
band.
Maiden.
Oh, aren't?
Why Iron Maiden didn't make the cut, but all of a sudden Foreigner did.
Well, Foreigner's just been nominated.
Yeah. So, you know, for a while there, Foreigner was really red hot. I thought like around 1980-ish.
But it was too much hero.
Or were they hot-blooded?
They were hot-blooded. They would feel like first time.
And at the same time,
hero.
Cold,
as, cold
ice.
As ice. You're hot and you're cold. I want to know what love is, Mark.
You
Give
wanna,
me that Peggy.
You know, you tried to do that with Matt because
you
were
you
hot and you were cold and you wanted to know what love was.
I want you to know me.
City Field.
The next one, if you want more information about Juana's Addiction. So they were formed in 1985 in Los Angeles.
Never a fan. Not for 1 second.
I liked a couple of their songs.
Nah.
I
like pets. Maybe pets.
Yeah,
the
that was
song I liked.
Perry Farrell's solo.
Oh, so I didn't like anything about.
I
like
Stop and Being Caught Stealing.
Yuck.
And Jane Says.
Yuck.
Jane Says is a good song.
Cool in the Gang. Formed in Jersey City, New Jersey
Better
in 1964.
Band. Better than Jane's Addiction.
Yeah, I have to give you that. again, Jane's Addiction, a couple albums. What did they do to change the world? Nothing.
Well, he did create Lollapalooza, which created a whole new musical festival, which opened up the world to all these alternate avant-garde groups. It's still popular today.
Is they're still doing it? I thought it ended.
No, it sort of ended, and then they sort of brought it back. Then you also had the Warp Tours that came off of it.
I like to call it Lollapalooza.
Yeah. Lollapalala.
But again, I don't think there's a depth of music from them.
I don't think there is really any of these artists, with maybe the exception of Foreigner and Cher. And certainly,
well, Kool and the Gang, I think.
And also Mary J.
Lenny Kravitz, I don't believe, has that breadth of...
I think the whole... Yeah, I don't
think so
either.
Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey, I would say.
No. She's had a long career, but I mean, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, really?
She hasn't done anything.
Yeah, but that argument, I think that argument is just so over, because we already understand the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is not rock and roll.
You're right.
It stopped being rock and roll a long time ago.
True.
Okay, Mary J. Blige. I think we don't have to go into that. Oasis.
They suck. Oasis.
I always liked Oasis.
Figures.
All right.
Your favorite band is Oasis.
Can we stop listening to Dave
Ozzy
Matthews
Osbourne?
Band?
All right, let's listen to Ozzy Osbourne. I can do that.
I would say, as far as rock and roll goes, Ozzy Osbourne, who kind of started when he wasn't really even a singer. The band was just like, hey, we need a singer.
Yeah.
You're him. And he just went on to make this incredible career and then went solo and then just did collabs with different artists. Didn't he do something with, what's his name, the tattooed face freak? You just mentioned him before.
There was he worked with Randy Rhoads, Jake E. Lee.
No, Zach Wilde. Recently, like 2 years ago, he did something about Under the Graveyard or some shit. Who's the guy with the tattoos on his face? You just said it.
Oh, Post Malone?
Post Malone. Yeah. I don't know.
Ozzy worked with him recently. Mm-hmm.
And that's Lee Kearslake on drums.
And, you know, listen, Ozzy had one of the hottest, most incredible guitar players at what Randy Rhoads was. Yes. 19 when he died?
He was 25.
25?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in a horrible plane accident.
That didn't have to happen.
That didn't have to happen. But, you know, Ozzy introduced Randy Rhoads to the world, who's still like a guitar god to this day.
Yep.
Even though he died so many years ago.
1982.
And the work that he did on the Blizzard of Oz record is something that people will never forget. Okay, yeah.
And this album, too. But then Blizzard of Oz was so overwhelming because the sound was so in-your-face guitar. It wasn't like Van Halen, which was a bit different. And the styles were, you know, night and day. Because you could tell that Randy Rhoads was well thought out in what he was trying to come across musically, where Eddie Van Halen played from the heart. So there was a different approach from both of them. And you see how he, I guess, was heavily influenced by classical music, and then that band inspired other musicians, like Yngwie and guys like that, to play that kind of classical influenced music, just like going back to Ritchie Blackmore, that same thing. They all build on each other. But if you're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and how they influence, Ozzy was a big influence for metal, rock music.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the solo singer that could do anything.
Ozfest.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
But he's had more credibility and a mm-hmm. longer career. I mean, Black Sabbath.
He had a TV show.
The Osbournes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He still has a TV show with his son now.
Yeah. They do podcasts.
He's done many TV shows, mm-hmm. actually.
The one where him and his son travel around the country.
Right, yeah.
That was the one that they had, like, a McDonald's Ozzy tribute band. They were dressed up like Ronald McDonald and all the other characters from McDonald's, and they were singing Sabbath songs. It was hysterical. I think
we got to find that.
Mini Kiss opened up for that. But
Minnie
yeah,
Kiss
I,
and
I
Ozzy
see,
McDonald.
And I'm biased because I love Blizzard of Oz. I love Ozzy Osbourne. But looking at his criteria, his work, body of work, and the things that he's done to influence other musicians, I mean, even listening to the bass lines, Bob Daisley was awesome on those two albums, you know? So it does influence later musicians that came up, and they got heavier, but they all go back to this.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to put somebody in the Hall of Fame, it's him. Also, he fucking almost killed himself like a dozen times, and he's indestructible.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, with the exception of Foreigner, I think Ozzy is like the only
rock
person on the list that would really qualify to
Peter
be in the
Frampton.
Rock and roll.
You have to give Peter Frampton a little bit of credit because
he's next, Peter Frampton.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I agree with that. But again, Frampton comes alive.
Yeah.
One album.
Yep.
What else did he do?
He was in Humble Pie,
but still, you know, that's what I was thinking too. You know, as great as he is, maybe he did shape the world a little bit with that incredible live album.
But that, you know what that reminds me of around the same time was Live Budokan by Cheap Trick.
Right.
Right? Those were two live albums that like blew up and became incredibly popular.
Cheap Trick is in, so they got in on that live album. So
No, Cheap Trick had more of a bigger body of work.
Yes, a lot more. A
lot of hits. And I'll always say this because when I went to see Cheap Trick live, first I saw Robin Zander Band, and they were awesome. But then after seeing that, I went to see Cheap Trick live. And when you see a band live, you forget or you remember
how many hits they had.
It's
just like, oh my God, I forgot about this.
Song after song. You're like, that was a huge song. So was that. So that, for me, Cheap Trick, I think, really probably qualifies more than Peter Frampton.
I would agree, definitely.
A phenomenal album. That one song, well, actually, there were a few songs off that album that were gigantic hits. And then you have a guy who, how many bands make it from a live album? Like get recognized from a live album and become huge stars from a live album? It doesn't happen.
No, but he had a following, and it was a really good special. It's a podcast called Behind the Song, and they were talking about him. And then I saw an interview with him. I guess it's because he's nominated, and he was talking about, you know, after the live album came out, because it was so huge and he wasn't prepared for it, that he kind of had writer's block, and he couldn't write any songs. He couldn't. He went to the studio because the record company wanted more product to sell because he was hot. And he went in, he only came up with one song, really, that sold. I'm In You, Ben, that's your pegging theme song. And after that, really nothing. And he's been making a career off the songs from the live album.
Yep.
And he had a body of work before that, of course. But again, not an extensive. These are like B-list nominees, in my opinion, that are making it now because there's nobody else.
So he was part of a band. He was in Humble Pie.
Right. Yeah.
And then he went off on his own.
Well, he played for David Bowie. He played guitar for a bunch of other acts, but...
What prompted him to go and make Frampton Comes Alive?
Because the record company was kind of pushing him to do a live album. Because, again, in the 70s, he had a couple of albums, and his manager, producer, whoever it was, encouraged him because you've progressed from the studio and you sound better live. So let's do a live album. And they did it. And that's the reason.
Interesting.
That's one reason why I like live albums, if they're not redone in the studio. Is you really get a feel for what the band is like. Forget the studio.
Which one? Kiss Alive 2 or Kiss Alive?
Kiss Alive 2, which was done in the studio. And so
absolutely.
Was Kiss Alive, right?
Kiss Alive was not.
No, but Kiss Alive 2, I definitely know it was done in the studio.
I think it was, too. Even when I was a kid, I felt like this is not really a live album. And then there was Double Platinum, which mm-hmm. was a really cool album cover because it was like platinum colored.
Yeah, it was cool.
Really, really
it
cool.
Reflected in the whole thing.
Yeah, so, okay.
This
so you guys,
nominees
two left.
Oh, sorry, I thought that was it.
Sade?
Sade?
Sade.
Smooth.
She's from London. Yeah, she only has that one song.
I know, what the fuck?
No. Isn't she married to Sting?
No.
No.
That's a funny thing.
That's Trudy.
That's Trudy.
Trudy, don't lose.
Your love is king.
Number.
Your love is king. That reminds mm-hmm. me of that song, If I Were King.
If I was king.
I thought you. I think I remember
taboo.
The sweetest
That's
taboo.
That's a good song.
And Swedish tattoo, yes.
The Swedish tattooer?
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Oh, no, she's married to Seal. Is she married to Seal?
No, that was that model chick.
That's know. Heidi Klum.
I don't
Heidi
know.
Klum?
Heidi Klum. Klum.
She was married and not married anymore.
Where's Seal on this list?
Where's Seal on?
And let's not forget Sinead O'Connor.
She's nominated. It's insane. I refuse.
All right. Well, you know, that's great. Good for them. Good luck to all the nominees. I hope they all get in because it will further ruin the credibility of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You know what? Most acts will be like,
and
fuck
Rolling
the Rock
Stone
and Roll Hall
magazine.
Of Fame. And they're going under too, I think.
It's
and
just,
no one cares.
Honestly, you know, if you look into the history of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you will find out that it's really just
shit.
Shit. But yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so
let's
now
move on.
We're going to talk about.
Have there been any artists whose music has been adapted to sell pharmaceuticals, Dan?
That's a really, really good point, Mark. But let's get a little background. Why don't
because
we go back in time?
As you know, pharmaceuticals are now being advertised all over the TV and the radio in this country for how many years now? At least
since 1997.
Years?
That's when the FDA
really?
Relaxed. Advertising. The first one was Zoloft.
Wow.
With a little guy in a little cloud following him. And if you're depressed, this will help you. In fact, I think I have that.
Yeah, was it?
That's
around
a lot. That's way longer than I thought.
Yeah, it's been a while. But it's gotten bigger and bigger now with the advent of, you know, more people. I guess the target being older people who watch news and television all day, they're hitting them with these ads. Now, this was the first one.
Sadness. You may feel exhausted.
And that's why the ads
hopeless,
kind of take
anxious.
That approach that,
whatever you do,
are you not feeling
you
well?
Feel
yeah.
We have
well, let's
that can
do
help.
This one again from the beginning.
Things just don't feel
why don't
like
you start
they
that from
to.
The beginning, Dan?
These are some simple.
Why don't I do that? Ready? Here we go.
I've
this
never
is the
seen
first
a DJ
one
who cannot use his phone
can
like
Don,
Dan.
Can Don use his phone? Okay, because you cutted me off. You cutted me off.
Go ahead. Right, because Dan never cuts anybody off, right, Ben?
Oh, never.
Anxious. Whatever you do, you feel
that's
lonely
you.
And don't enjoy the things you once loved. Things just don't feel like
that's how I pegging.
Feel.
These are right at this moment is how I feel.
A serious medical condition affecting over 20 million Americans. While the cause is unknown, depression
and
may
what?
Be related that... to an imbalance of natural chemicals between nerve cells in the brain. Prescription Zoloft works to correct this imbalance. You just shouldn't have to feel this
that's
way
what
anymore.
Mike Tyson was taking, so he
only
wouldn't
your
eat
doctor
your kids.
Can diagnose depression. Zoloft is not for everyone. People taking MAOIs or Pemazide shouldn't take Zoloft. Side effects may include dry mouth,
Pemazides.
Insomnia, sexual side effects, diarrhea, nausea, and sleepiness. Zoloft is not habit forming.
So you shit on the person who's pegging
Zoloft.
You.
That you can't get it up on.
That's my everyday.
Zoloft. When you know more about what's wrong, you can help make it right.
Oh, yeah. So that's the first big commercial that opened the floodgates. But before that, there was some pretty
when
good
you
stuff.
Have nausea,
indigestion, upset
stomach. Diarrhea.
Ben?
Diarrhea.
Ben? There you
that,
go.
That diarrhea guy has a nice
diarrhea.
Voice.
Mm-hmm.
Diarrhea.
So there's another take of this commercial.
But you said that's before that. That wasn't before Zoloft commercial.
No, but these were the type of ads that were out there. Over-the-counter medicines, things mm-hmm. like that.
Right. Is this the one where they...
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz? Yeah.
But this is a better version.
Yo, Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So is that the one where they're all dancing and then they turn their ass to the camera when
and
he says diarrhea?
Shit on you. Yeah, that's the one.
Is that the one, right? You've seen that?
Shits, yeah. Ready? Here's another
turn,
one.
All right, everybody turn your ass to the camera.
Well, you really did it to yourself
Ben?
This time.
You fuck. Ben's covered in jizz. His buttocks is covered with jizz.
Bursting into action, instantly soothing your upset stomach and speeding relief to your aching head. Alka-Seltzer works fast.
That really does look like a cool thing to drink, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's sudsy.
With a little fizzy bubble.
Fizzy and yummy looking.
And you just
but,
drink
you
it
know,
all. And it just eats away at the lining of your
yes,
stomach.
Yes, and it's got aspirin in it, so you're fucked because you'll die. Anyway.
But I heard that were, stuff is great to clean out your percolator.
Yeah. Imagine what it does to you. Cleans that shit right out. But these were innocent ads. And then we go to what's going on now in the world. What's up? Oh, this is my favorite one. Ready?
It's a little pill with a big story to tell. I take one daily.
I'm a big fat chick dancing around a hot dog cart.
This commercial drives me batty. Ugh.
Works 24/7 in your body to flush out some sugar.
She is. I'm not, you know what? I'm not even
going to
say.
I'm sorry for fat shaming, but.
But I will say this. No, I'm not going to say that. But what I will say is that the theme of the commercial, right? She's so happy to be as obese as she is.
Mm-hmm. I'm dying.
All
look
she
at me.
Needs is to take a pill.
That's great.
And her diabetes goes away.
Can I have 2 scoops of ice cream, please?
Right. She doesn't have to change her lifestyle at all.
No,
because she's just going to take...
Because I just want to die.
Just one pill. The big story to tell. And then they put her in this big dress.
Oh, yeah. They make her like she's a star... Of, like, the chubby street dancers, you know?
Chubby street dancers. There's a new one.
There's a lot of
with a redheaded woman who's slimmer.
Yeah, because they caught some
but
shit.
But then there's a big fat guy in it.
Well, isn't there one in every commercial?
I just, you know, it's just, listen, it's just the idea that these pharmaceutical companies are trying to shove down everybody's throat, pun intended.
With Trelegy. The only FDA-approved once-daily 3-in-1 COPD
treatment. Trelegy.
The easiest one.
Ben, two, three. Trelegy. Ooh, ooh, oops. I just jizzed on my roof.
Trelegy 1, 2, 3. I'm breathing better. Trelegy works.
See, now they're using
open airways,
the power of 1, 2, 3. Oops.
Now they're using classic R&B slash rock songs because they're aiming for that audience that grew up listening to this music. It's fun music. It's happy music.
You gotta listen to the disclaimers.
Your risk of thrush, pneumonia, and osteoporosis. Call your doctor if worsened breathing, chest pain, mouth or tongue swelling, problems urinating, vision changes, or eye pain occur.
Think your COPD medicine is doing enough? Maybe you should think again.
Now, do all of those things have to occur, or any one of those things have to occur?
Hey, it's
before you call your doctor.
Column A, column B, mm-hmm. column C. Hello.
But then, how do you call your doctor if your
people
tongue's all swollen?
People everywhere living with type 2 diabetes are waking up to what's possible.
Help!
Time to go to sleep.
Dan's phone just told him it's nap time.
Any other
yes.
Rebelsis. Lower blood sugar in all three of these ways. Increases insulin.
decreases sugar.
Is this the Ramones?
The majority of
no, it sounds like
lowered their blood sugar
we
and
covered
A1C
the version of Johnny Cashlin that they
people
played. That they covered.
Oh, Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire.
Yeah. Rancid.
Rebelsis does not increase the risk of major cardiovascular events.
You are my sunshine.
Stroke or death. Rebelsis isn't for people with type 1 diabetes or diabetic
ketoacidosis. It's a side effect. Sorry.
Don't take Rebelsis if you or your family ever had medullary thyroid cancer or have multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome type 2 or if allergic to it. Stop Rebelsis and get medical help right away if you get a lump.
How do you know you're allergic to it?
Exactly. I was just going to say that. They all now say, don't take it if you're allergic to it.
Well, how do I know if I'm allergic
to it? Well, your doctor will do a test.
No, I'll call Ben. Ben, take this.
Yeah.
Make sure I'm not allergic. No, take that.
Side effects like nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea may lead to dehydration, which may worsen kidney problems.
So you take the pill, and if you don't get any of those side effects, you're good.
That's because you're drinking Pepto.
Yes.
For diarrhea.
Upset stomach diarrhea.
$10 per prescription. Ask
$10
provider about
of syphilis
today and text results to 44535.
Wow, I want to read
what's that, $300 a month?
Dude,
a month?
I have no idea.
So to breathe better, I go with a Noro.
We should do a concert of pharma theme songs.
Giving out free samples.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Watching people like pass out.
He's allergic. We would sell out.
No erection.
And we have no toilet.
He's got diarrhea.
And you know what's so funny? Because you brought it up, Ben, and you did too, Mark.
You can
the United States, the United States, and New Zealand are the only two countries that allow direct ads to the public on TV and the radio.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of countries don't do it.
Do not allow it.
Yeah, you know why? Because advertisers have influence over people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what advertisers are there for.
Mm-hmm.
But right, then, so now if you take a pill, a drug, a pharmaceutical, and now you put the power of advertising behind it,
well,
you're going to have a lot of people taking drugs they don't need.
Right.
Yeah, well, the thing is,
ask your doctor if you should be on this medicine.
Doctors right. were the ones who would direct you to a medication. Maybe it's a lesser, I guess, it's less expensive than the ones that they're trying to sell. So people hear, hey, Jardiance, I want that. But this one's better for you. It doesn't have the side effects. Yeah, but it's not cutting edge. Yeah, but do you want to shit yourself all day? What do you want, you know?
It's not, you're giving me a drug I'm not familiar with, like you're really familiar with the other one.
Right, right.
So, yeah, it's a catch-22.
Whereas now, you used to go to your doctor, and the doctor would prescribe medication that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're getting prescribed medication by these ad companies.
Yeah, just like people...
By Pfizer and by these, you know, Merck and all these companies that make this shit.
But also now it's a fashion trend to get the injectables so you can lose weight. So they're made for controlling diabetes. But no, I'm going to use it to lose weight.
And how many drugs,
what this
right,
wasn't, heart
didn't,
failure
didn't Viagra start out as like a heart medication or something?
Some of them had different
the side effects.
Effect
was
right.
Better blood flow.
And they're like, oh, wait a minute. This side effect, we can market this. It's not what it originally was intended for, but it's got the side effect that can help you lose weight.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know what?
So let's market it for that.
Right. And a lot of people will hear this commercial and stop at lose weight as soon as they hear that. Well, I want that.
Yeah.
Because I can lose weight.
You can't advertise something without a disclaimer that says, this drug is made specifically for this and the side effects. So it gives it some credibility. Like, we're admitting that it does do these things. But, hey, it's going to help you. Meanwhile...
Kidney problems. The beat goes on. Speaking of Cher.
Yeah.
Ask your doctor about Entresto for heart.
That's why she got it.
Right, wasn't this on their show? This song?
Entrust your heart to Entresto.
Every song was on their show. They covered every song.
But you also have to remember that there was a lot of, you know, street work too with pharma sending people out to local,
doctor's offices
and all that.
Those are pharmaceutical salespeople, and that's their job.
Damn.
You're right. But then
the stuff that they did,
the hot-looking girls that go and bring the doctor's food,
and then they go out to dinner. Usually, they're single girls who are hot. It doesn't matter what they know. This is what we're pushing this month, and if you hit this total, we'll give you a kickback, and you're gonna love that vacation home in the Bahamas for 2 weeks on us.
And then what happens now? Are you now? Well, I think a lot of people probably still trust their doctors. But now, if you introduce this element to it that, oh, this doctor may be getting something to give me this drug and to see how many people he can prescribe this drug to.
So he hits the sales number and they reward him.
There's a problem
here. It's very
here.
Shady. It really is. There's no regulation on that. But there, you know, there's regulation on advertising, but the direct sale? And why do doctors prescribe that trendy new drug? And do they give you an alternative? Do they say, okay, this is the new stuff. It's not proven yet. And this is what we've been using for years and it works. It's up to you. What you would prefer.
Well, usually they don't say it's not proven yet.
Well,
what they say is
drug,
it's a new drug and the reports are showing that it's doing remarkable. I wouldn't give you something that I don't have proof in my hands.
Right, but then a lot of these drugs, how long have they been tested?
Exactly.
Not very long.
No. It's supposed to go through.
Being a type 2 diabetic, I had a whole slew of different medications I was on, and I would ask them, what are the side effects? And also for the heart thing that I had, there were different. It's so much of a cocktail of drugs that interact with each other or don't to get the balance right so you don't have any side effects. It's amazing. Half the stuff I'm on, you never heard of on any advertisement, but these are drugs that have been used for years and years and years, and they work. There's hardly any side effects, maybe not sleeping, maybe enormous penis growth, but other than that...
Good thing you didn't get that.
Because it hurts your ass,
yes,
wouldn't
it?
Anyway, there were choices, and good doctors will explain to their patients their options, but doctors who want to make a quick, you know, quota or whatever it is, and I'm not saying all doctors, but there are some, and let's be honest, there are a lot of good ones, and there are not so good ones, though.
Well, it's just if you start to introduce doubt into the industry, in the entire industry, which I think, you know, is suspect as it is with big pharmaceuticals and, you know, healthcare and insurance being so expensive and doctors not practicing anymore because they can't afford the insurance for malpractice and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a for-profit system that should never be for-profit. It's healthcare.
Yep.
But then the pharmaceutical companies justify it by, well, we have to put all this money to research and development, and then we only have a patent for X amount of years. Then after that time goes up, everybody can make it. That's true. But they get subsidies and they get breaks for doing that. I mean, it's a really deep conversation to get into, but we're just skimming the surface with the music. Free. All right now. Now that's the 70s crowd that grew up with that. These are the old people now. That's us almost. Ben is. But Mark and I are much younger than that.
So it is. It's about, and it's absolutely what
Who's
you said
audience?
Earlier. About marketing to the old people that are sitting at home watching
TV
all
the
day
news,
long.
You know, they're CNN,
News,
Fox, whatever. But they're, if you, I swear to God, you watch a half hour of any of those news networks, you're going to get supplement commercials, vitamins, drugs.
Soap operas, daily talk shows.
Oh, yeah. It's full
of it.
You
know, all those daytime talk shows? Full of it.
Yeah, exactly. They're full of it. Because who's paying for it? The pharmaceutical companies.
But look at the like the vaccines and stuff, right? We had COVID, we had all these vaccines. Now all of a sudden, well, COVID is not really a thing. I mean, people are still getting it, but it's not as deadly as it was. Now all of a sudden we have RSV, and we have COPD, and we have this respiratory disease, and this thing is out there, and you better get vaccinated for this and that and the other thing. And they scare the shit out of you, and they try to make you feel like, I've heard commercials on the radio that go, have you been feeling this or that? And they name all these symptoms that probably all of us have felt. Right? We've probably all felt this shit at one time or another. And then they're like, well, you might be having this. And then they start introducing these things that you might have.
They named a disease after Ben. Irritable Ben Syndrome.
There are so many things out there. It's just horrible.
most common side effect.
Ask your doctor if you've ever had a fungus. Now you may have something that's hidden inside your body that will come back and kill you. Talk to your doctor.
It's
like all
really
these weird things. You know, we understand some of the things like shingles. If you had a chicken pox, you're carrying the disease or the D. But there's so many out there. And what I really like to know is who picks the ones to talk about?
The nastiest ones, Ben.
Who says that, you know, this, you know, what's the big one that you should get this so you don't get the some type of cancer?
To prevent, because you're at higher risk of getting this cancer, you should take this now.
I want to say directed at young
something like that.
People.
Yeah,
it's a cancer.
Yeah, because
HPV.
Blood sugar has been reported with Abilify.
Human papilloma.
That's it, the papilloma.
Una papilloma blanca.
But you touched on it before, too, that they give you drugs that give you side effects, and then they give you drugs to
counter the
side effects.
That's why good old Pepto, man, it's there. Because
diarrhea.
They should include a pack
hydrogen peroxide, salt, and I think that was about it. And Robitussin, I remember growing up with. If you had a sore throat or anything like that, fucking gargle with salt water.
Mm-hmm.
Something was infected or not working right, just put hydrogen peroxide on it.
Why is that bone sticking out your leg? Put some hydrogen peroxide.
Hydrogen peroxide on my ears.
Coke syrup.
Hydrogen peroxide on any cut.
Your schnoz.
Just stuff just fizzes
it's
up.
Got many faces.
Oh, this is good.
Coke syrup or ginger ale was another thing.
Oh, right?
You're thinking ginger ale.
You got to listen to this commercial. It's pretty funny.
Abilify is not for everyone. Oh, wait, what?
Bad taste in your throat. This is about Ben. Ready? Here we go.
All right now.
Acid reflux disease. It's got many faces. My heartburn won't quit. Keeps coming back.
And don't even bring up that bad taste in my throat. Yuck.
And that belching?
Excuse me.
Sound familiar? Taste familiar?
If you're not getting relief from your burning, bad taste and
taste familiar, Ben?
Do I taste familiar to you?
Ask about prescription Acifex.
One pill works all day,
all night. Acifex?
Now you can try Acifex for free.
Acifex? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Acifex. Acifex.
There was another pill for that.
Acefect.
Acifex.
I used to do computer work for a doctor, and for payment, he would write the scripts for
Viagra,
for the
suppositories, for extra large suppositories.
It was something.
There were elephant
for
suppositories.
I forgot what the script was that he used to write to her, and I was just like, I think she said 10 milligrams. That's not going to work. You got to give her 40 milligrams.
So I was just like,
I forgot what it was. It was something that's for heartburn.
It's got to be 40 centimeters.
It's got to be 40 centimeters.
Bring in the mark.
She's that big already? We didn't have to induce her. She came in already open.
Ben will have to dilate his culo to get this in there.
Ben, the contractions, how far apart? Do you know how to do Lamaze?
Yeah, I do.
When you're getting pegged? breathe.
It's been a while since I did Lamaze. But I remember when Dana was on her way. Before she was alive.
She was
checking online.
Dude, she was alive, but not birthed.
Like WebMD. And I'm just like, nah, we're not ready yet. Are you doing on the computer? I was like, you're just checking all your symptoms. Your contractions are only 5 minutes apart. Or whatever
your symptoms
Let's just
are
start
off.
Going, and we'll go to the hotel. We'll go to the
hotel where that cut rate doctor operates from. You know,
you have,
Dr.
You
Lopez.
Have, you have the symptoms of being pregnant.
You're fat. Your cans are huge, and you're just tripping on them. You know. Anyway, so that was the pharma thing, and it's interesting because, like everything else, marketing, finding the demographic, pounding them with the message. And it's a new drug for the same illness, so why don't you cure the illness instead of giving me more different options for the same shit?
Right, and it's like you said, the music is meant to evoke certain feelings and thoughts in maybe older people. Nostalgia, I remember that song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the visuals on these commercials, people frolicking in the fucking
oh yeah
in the surf or riding horses.
Meanwhile, they don't show you the same person having the side effect of they're wearing their nice white pants and just shat through them, you know?
Or they're riding horses down the beach, or they're sitting next to each other and matching like bathtubs outside, and like
that's a life.
All this crazy
matching
shit.
Bathtubs,
yeah, match bathtubs, his and hers, or his
oh,
and
like
his.
Bathrobes. Yeah. Oh, you got oh, they were in
bathtubs.
Two tubs.
Yeah, that was a, I forget what commercial that was, but
yeah,
it is. It's the and this woman dancing around because she gets Jardiance and she doesn't have to stop eating, so she's so happy she's dancing.
Well, they insinuate that you can continue your lifestyle because this injection or this pill is going to help you.
With very happy visual.
You know. I'm a little porky, but so what? I'm having seconds.
Look, everybody's dancing around me. I have this beautiful dress.
And
they're fawning over me like that commercial, right? They put the dress on her. They're doing her makeup and her hair.
Yeah, because she's a great actress.
She's like so beautiful.
She's really, you know, 12 pounds. But and she's acting like she's big.
But this is the message they're trying to, you know, like, and you watch this, and we're so used to seeing commercials.
Yeah.
It just goes in, you know, and
you're
influenced by it no matter what.
But subconsciously, that song sticks in your head. Corporate was having a conversation with someone, and she was told, hey, I'm on this new medicine. And then corporate goes, does it have a song?
Yeah.
And then corporate goes, well, my medicine has a song, and it's a pretty good one. What's yours? It doesn't have a song. Oh, you're a loser.
You got to get the one with the song.
Yeah, isn't that so fucked up? Because she made a joke about it, and that's part of the reason why I thought it was interesting that a song, an ad, a TV commercial can change somebody's way of thinking about their health.
Right.
You know, you bring up a point. I'm surprised that we don't see more on social media.
Well, look at the audience. Your social media is younger people who are
actually
healthier.
I do see things on social media.
Some of them are catered towards older people. I think Facebook is now more older people.
Yeah, that's
but you know, it's funny too. It's like, it's almost like your drug now can become trendy.
Yeah.
Like all the Stanley water bottles, right? That everybody, everybody has to have one. Well, no, I don't know. I don't want
water
that.
Bottle.
I want Jardiance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want the shit I saw on TV the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And this is also the thing, right? Because you might see the commercials and you might go to your doctor and ask about this drug. You may not need it. The doctor may not suggest it.
But then you'll get the subliminal, do you have this, this, and this?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a perfectly fine guy, but yesterday I woke up and I had an itchy ball. Oh, my God. It's a fungus among us. I have to go to the doctor. He's going to prescribe 12 different things.
How many IBS? How many people
don't forget
do you
my Pepto.
IBS.
How many people
itchy ball syndrome.
How many people do you think go to the doctor and say, I think I might have this?
Yeah.
I think I might need this.
Yep.
Because
you're
of these fucking
right.
commercials.
Yeah, but that's the way they condition people.
It's
you know?
Crazy. No, I want the one with the song. I want the one I saw this on
you
TV
know,
and
you
I think
that
you know the medicine
like
that goes like this.
The
medicine that goes like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that. Yeah,
you
no.
know, the It's Magic thing. Oh,
yeah,
Ozempic.
There you go.
You know. See, I knew it.
Make
him
believe you're not a homo, Ben. But yeah, they target you.
So we did really make this more about the pharmaceuticals than the songs than the music.
But it tied in because it's actually what it is. It's just, you know,
it's
massaging the brain.
How many
steering
different
you.
Cover songs that they didn't have to buy the rights to because they just changed them a little bit.
Yeah, they
and they
changed
made them
the
sound
lyrics.
Enough like
the
original
song that you pick up.
That you pick up. Yeah.
Like it's Cars too, but you know, we don't get off the beaten path.
But then that's advertising.
It's all advertising.
That's advertising, and it's okay for a car. But I just
is
think.
Is it really?
I think with
is
people's health and drugs that could be potentially dangerous, I just think it's no good. No bueno.
No, I understand. I agree. We all agree on one thing. Finally, after what? 2.5, 3 years?
Jeez. I agree that this show is over.
Yeah.
Hit the music. You've been listening to the Drinking with Friends podcast with Dan, Ben, and Mark. This has been episode 30 of season 2. The Pharmaceutical Rock and Roll Hall of Fame continuance of the People's Choice Awards show. I hope you enjoyed it, because I certainly did not.
Me neither.
Thank you all. We love you all.
Like
Thank you for listening. And don't forget,
Ben's
to
a pecker.
To hear the behind the scenes shows, you can subscribe and get the VIP behind the scenes backstage look at what we do here on the Drinking with Friends podcast.
Nice.
Wow.
We love you all.
Love you all. Bye, everybody.
St. Vitus is closing.